So have you seen the Doonesbury comic strip that follows a woman in Texas as she goes through a health clinic? The doctor greets her with a statement. On behalf of Governor Rick Perry, may I welcome you to your compulsory transvaginal exam. Now, the spotlight has been on Virginia when it comes to things like compulsory exams, but Texas has had a law on the books since last spring which requires women seeking an abortion to have an ultrasound that can hear a fetal heartbeat, and in some stages of pregnancy, that means the vaginal wand that was so controversial when it was proposed in Virginia. And Texas has also been in a battle over federal funding for women's clinics. Starting tomorrow, the state will be cut off from federal money that funds 90% of Medicaid health programs for women, because many of those women get care in Planned Parenthood clinics. Now, these are Planned Parenthood clinics that don't provide abortions. But Texas Governor Rick Perry wants to cut off all funding for Planned Parenthood because it provides abortions elsewhere. It's complicated. So let's check in with New York Times reporter Pam Bullock. And Pam, explain that first. Federal law doesn't allow states to refuse qualified health care providers this Medicaid funding. So Governor Perry is willing to give up all of his Medicaid dollars for women's preventative health care to avoid funding Planned Parenthood?
Right, that's correct. This women's health program, which is funded mostly by Medicaid, supports clinics all across Texas. Only about 2% of those clinics are Planned Parenthood clinics. None of those clinics are allowed to do abortions on site. It's not even that they can't use the money for abortions, but they are actually not allowed to do abortions in those clinics.
And we should say there are other Planned Parenthood clinics that can do abortions, but they don't have any federal funding?
Right. The way it works with federal funding is that no federal funding, I believe, for any type of family planning service can be used for abortion services. In other states, it's possible for clinics that receive federal money to be performing abortions in a different part of their clinic. They're just not using that federal money for that.
Right.
Texas has enacted a stricter rule, which basically says that any clinic receiving either state or federal family planning money through the state cannot even perform abortions on site. So there may be other Planned Parenthood clinics in Texas that do perform abortions, of course, but the clinics that are directly receiving this money cannot do that.
And they don't, and yet because they are Planned Parenthood, Governor Perry wants to cut this funding off. What services are provided by these clinics?
So these clinics provide a variety of women's health services, things like pap smears, breast cancer screenings, birth control. And in many places, particularly remote places in Texas, they essentially serve as the main source of women's health care. So the implications are broader than one might think.
Well, first of all, what has Governor Perry said about why he wants to cut this federal funding off from these clinics? And how does he expect to fund not just the Planned Parenthood clinics that do this preventive care, but the other women's clinics that do that are now going to miss this Medicaid money?
So for Governor Perry and for a number of conservative Republicans, they don't really make the distinction between the fact that these specific sites don't perform abortions. To them, if you are supporting Planned Parenthood in any way, you are essentially supporting an abortion provider. So Governor Perry and the Republican-controlled legislature in Texas have been trying in various ways, this is just one way, over the last year or so, to short-circuit any funding that goes to Planned Parenthood and any other type of clinic that provides for abortions.
It's the money is fungible argument.
Exactly. It's meant to send a message, even if the nuts and bolts financial implications are not supporting abortion. It's meant to send a political message.
Isn't there a question about whether cutting off this preventive health care, which is done in these women's clinics, will increase the requests for abortions?
Yeah, so that's the argument that many women's health experts make. There is some data to support this, which is that if you reduce the availability of birth control methods, you're going to increase the number of pregnancies, and some proportion of those unintended pregnancies will end in abortion. And of course, there's also a financial cost. These are low-income women who are using these services. These are primarily women on Medicaid. If they are having an unintended pregnancy and raising the child, then there's an associated cost to Medicaid and other government programs to help them raise that child. So Governor Perry has said last week that he is going to make sure that Texas finds the money to continue the women's health program. It's not really clear where he's going to find that money. It's a very tight budget environment in Texas. A lot of women's health care money has already been cut in the last budget year, so this is just sort of the latest round. And the other big question is, even if Texas can find the money, it's not clear whether they will be able to have enough women's health providers to take the place of the Planned Parenthood clinics that are going to be undoubtedly forced to close because of this. The math is kind of interesting. Planned Parenthood clinics really make up only about 2% of the clinics receiving this women's health program money, but they serve about 45% of the women. So you're talking about 50,000 women who go to these clinics. And the reason why the math works out that way is that many of the providers on this list are individual physicians. They can only serve a certain number of women. Many of them are reluctant to take a huge number of women who are receiving public assistance because they don't get as much reimbursement, of course. So you have Planned Parenthood clinics in these remote areas. Even if they're not the only provider, which in many cases they are, they have the scale, they have the ability to see a lot of patients.
Well, we understand tomorrow is the day that this federal funding for these women's clinics is supposed to be cut off, but there's a little bit of leeway. It stretches out a little bit?
Right. There's a little bit of wiggle room for another few weeks just because of the way the administrative process works. It's going to take a few weeks for the funds to actually run out. So we'll have to, you know, keep following this to see what happens in Texas. It's a very fluid situation. There have been a lot of protests and rallies by Planned Parenthood supporters and others, and it'll just be very interesting to see whether they're able to come up with the money and whether they're able to find the services to help these women.
Pam Bellick, who's been covering the women's healthcare controversy in Texas for the New York Times. Pam, thanks so much.
Happy to do it.